This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, this is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. Speaking on the Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said, India has a rich maritime heritage and this rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed. He said the government has approved the National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lothal, Gujarat. He said this will showcase country's rich and maritime heritage. Mr. Vaishnaw said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the development of infrastructure in the border areas. He said the government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of roads, which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab. He said the projects will cost more than 4,400 crore rupees. He said this will improve rural livelihood and ensure easier access and connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conference. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said that various development projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of the Marathi Manus by conferring the status of classical language to Marathi. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport, Nagpur. The total estimated cost of the project is around 7,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport worth over 645 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to ensuring affordable and accessible healthcare for all, Prime Minister launched operationalization of 10 government medical colleges in Maharashtra located at Mumbai, Nashik, Jalna, Amravati, Gadchiroli, Buldana, Vasim, Bandara, Hingoli and Ambernath. Prime Minister also inaugurated the Indian Institute of Skills, IIS Mumbai, to be developed in collaboration with the Tata Trusts. Further, Prime Minister inaugurated the Vidya Samiksha Kendra, VSK, of Maharashtra. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to encourage youth to establish enterprises in Ayurveda sector to increase the availability of traditional medicines across the country. Inaugurating the 8th Foundation Day celebrations of the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, in New Delhi today, the president said that Ayurveda has always been an integral part of people's lives. President Murmu called for strict action against those who spread misleading information and make false claims to cheat innocent people. The president noted that there is a need for qualified Ayurvedic doctors in the country. She emphasized the need to focus on research and continuous improvement in the quality of medicines to ensure the relevance of Ayurveda. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, SDF rate, remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rate since February 2023. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced to men's singles pre-quarter-finals of the BWF Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland today. The ace Indian progressed to the next round after his opponent Rasmus Kimki of Denmark withdrew from the first round, granting him a walkover. In men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 international of the three-match series in New Delhi today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.